News. I'm Tim Berg. The sentencing phase in the Tree of Life synagogue shooting trial is beginning in Pittsburgh on Monday. Robert Bowers was found guilty earlier this month on all 63 charges in the 2018 mass shooting at the Squirrel Hill synagogue that killed 11 worshipers. In the first part of the sentencing phase, the jury will consider aggravating circumstances to determine if the defendant is eligible for the death penalty. The cleanup is continuing today after a tornado touched down just south of Indianapolis, Indiana on Sunday. One man describes to Fox News the fear of looking for any possible damage to his home.
When you walk out, you see the houses around you, you see the damage, and you don't want to look up. You're scared to look up because you're thinking, oh no, what's happened to our house?
The sheriff in the county where the tornado touched down says damage covers a large area and that several neighborhoods and homes have been destroyed or damaged. The White House and President Biden say they're keeping an eye on the situation in Russia.
President Biden has spoken with Ukraine President Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the weekend's events in Russia. The White House said the leaders affirmed their unwavering support for Ukraine against Russian aggression. This comes after a short-lived rebellion by the Wagner Group, a private Russian military organization led by Yevgeny Prigozhin. The Kremlin reportedly reached an agreement with Wagner to drop the charges against Prigozhin in exchange for the group ending its insurrection.
USA News' Lance Pry reporting. Southwest Airlines has reached a tentative deal with the union representing mechanics and aircraft inspectors. The agreement announced Friday must be approved by some 2,800 workers. The airline is still negotiating deals with pilots and flight attendants. Monday night's Powerball jackpot is set for an estimated $440 million. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The number of people traveling over the long 4th of July weekend will break records. Correspondent Rory O'Neill has a story.
An estimated 50.7 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for the Independence Day weekend, a number even higher than before the COVID pandemic. AAA says more people will be traveling by car now that gas is about $1.20 lower than it was a year ago. Air travel should be up 11% to 4.1 million. The fact that the holiday falls on a Tuesday, giving many a four-day weekend, is helping to spur the demand in travel.
Former President Donald Trump ended his weekend of campaigning in the Detroit area Sunday night. Speaking at the Oakland County GOP's annual Lincoln Day dinner, the former president said President Biden's trade policies are killing the nation.
We have record high trade deficits, also known, in my opinion, as losses. We lose a fortune to China, to Japan, to all these countries.
It's the former president's first visit to Michigan during the 2024 presidential campaign. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman says teams will no longer wear specialty sweaters to promote causes such as the rainbow shirts the players have worn for LGBTQ Pride Nights. It's become a distraction, according to Bettman. Many players refuse to don the LGBTQ sweaters during the season. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.